Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Hash. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Hash. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Peacock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey bunts towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Peacock scores. Hash moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hash scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash is 0-for-0 in the game. Hash hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Krivic. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Soltis reaches second base with a double. There goes QL trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Doerr, who relays the ball to Peacock, who tags QL, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Hash covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Rigney covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Webb reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash is 0 for 1 in the game. Hash hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Carey applying the tag. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball towards Wright. Wright catches it and throws to second to double up Kramer. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence pinch hits for Herb Hash. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Joe Heving. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-5 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Carey reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to home to get Carey. Fox moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Carey applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Dickman covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh strikes out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.